The question of the state's constitutional authority to pay a permanent fund dividend this year is now before the legislature. The state is forbidden to spend any money from its principal, while dividends are paid from earnings. The issue over this year's distribution is in the calculation of principal, whether it's the amount of money that has been deposited to the fund over the years or whether it's the value of the fund's current investments. There are opposing legal opinions on the question, and lawmakers will need to decide which to accept before they authorize sending Alaskans more than $1 billion in dividends this fall. House Finance Chairman Mike Hawker, who chaired the committee meeting on the subject today, says there's a common understanding of the principle that must be protected.
Okay, so we take out, by this definition of Mr. Rinke's, we take out more money, pay a dividend, which lowers the value even further, and now the losses continue. It just seems that we're exacerbating the situation. It does seem to me to be contrary to the philosophic intent of protecting that principle, by the maximum protection. Certainly, when you make that investment, we can have a market value loss, but I think the simple premise is when the market value goes down, you got to stop paying out for any reason.
Basing its current position on an opinion written by Attorney General Greg Rehnquist in 2003, the Department of Law has declared that since money managers have set aside earnings in past years, the current market value of the fund should not be the determining factor in paying out dividends. As today's session ended, Hawker promised future hearings on the issue.